Good evening, and hope everyone's doing well. Tonight's topic, I have to thank Joel Mel for suggesting tonight's topic. Anyone who wants to make any further suggestions, please feel free to reach out to me. You could text me, you could email me, any way works. So tonight we're going to discuss, unfortunately, a very relevant shaila of saying Hagomel for those who have had coronavirus and whether or not it warrants the bracha of Birchas Hagomel. So just to review, the halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Yutes that there are four individuals who have a requirement to say Birchas Hagomel. And they are Arba Tzrichim Lehold, those four people need to show thanks. Yorda Yam, those who travel by sea. Kishal Mimenu, when they travel overseas and they get to Yabasha, they get to the dry land, they have to say Birchas Hagomel. Number two, Holche Midbarios, those who travel through the desert, when they get to a yeshuv, they get to civilization, they have to say a bracha. Misha Yachol of Nisrape, a person who's ill and gets healthy, number three. And then the fourth one is Misha Yachavush, the Beis Asurim, the Yatza, a person who's in jail and is let free. So the third person here listed is an individual who's sick and is Nisrape. So how do we define a chola? What's the definition of a chola? So the opinion of the Torah is based on the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara there describes a person who's sick. Misha Chola, one who's ill, v'nato lamos, and he's about to die, he needs to be misvade, he needs to say vidui. And then the Brisa goes on to explain, a person's walking in the shuk, he should have in mind, kimisha nimsar lisardiyot, as if he's been handed over to one of the officers, simply because when you walk in the shuk, it could be somewhat dangerous. A person who's chash berosha, a person who has a headache, it should be viewed in his mind, as if he was placed with a collar around his neck, as he's in a dangerous position. And then if that gets so bad, his headache, he goes to the mita, he's bedridden, then you should have in mind as if you're taken to the courts for capital punishment. So Rashi says there, chash be'enav, a person's got a little eyeache, a headache, a slight discomfort. And the Torah says, based on this, we should have to say a Birchas Hagomel every single time you get a slight headache, a slight ayik, a slight pain should warrant a Birchas Hagomel according to the Torah. But then there's the opinion of the Ravid. The Ravid says, no, only when a person is so ill that he's b'makom sakana, or perhaps there's some type of damage internally to one of the internal organs, a kidney, a liver, a heart, but not if a guy has a headache. So at one extreme, you have the Torah who says a slight headache warrants Birchas Hagomel, and then they're arriving in the other corner that says only something that's serious, something that's a sakana. So how do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch writes at the end of Simen Reish Yutes, he says, B'chol choli tzarech levarech, any type of illness, you need to say a bracha when you get healed. Afilu eino choli shel sakana, even if it's not a dangerous illness, it's not a deathly illness, even if it's not an injury to the internal organs, still you have to say a bracha when you get sick. If a guy gets bedridden, that's enough of a reason to say hagomel when you recover. So a guy gets a headache and needs to go to the bed, or a girl gets a headache, she goes to bed, or perhaps the flu, which isn't viewed as something so dangerous, bisman hazeh, we have vaccines. So these types of illnesses, if you're bedridden, says the Mechaber, you have to say a Birchas Hagomel. Comes along the Ramah. The Ramah says, no, we hold like the Ravid. The Yeshomim, De'enu Mevarech, Rak Acholi Sheyesh Bo Sakana. Only if there's some type of dangerous, a lethal type of sickness. Could go in Makesh HaChalel, an injury to an internal organ. V'chein Nogin Ma'ashkenaz, that's how we pass him. So for the Ashkenazim, we assume it has to be something that's dangerous. Something that's a makash or chala that might be internal, while the Sfardim have a different approach, that any type of illness that you're bedridden, one has to say a bracha birchas hagomel. Now the Mishnah Berurah comments on the Shulchan Aruch's position. Anytime you go to the bed, you have to say, when you're bedridden, you need to say a bracha afterwards. But if not, imlo ala lamita klal, if you have a headache, you perhaps have the flu, but you're not bedridden, you rak sheyesh lo eza mechosh, you have some discomfort, Berosho, Begrono, your throat, your head, you have strep, Ein Mavarach, Afilu Deezu, you don't say a bracha. But if you have to go to your bed because you're so uncomfortable, then you say a bracha, because the Mishnah Berurah comments, She'ein on the Yodim Eich Yatsa Yedina. We don't know what the outcome is going to be. We don't know if it's going to get worse. Kemokein Becholah, so too with a Cholah, when you Nafal Lemishkav, you have to say a bracha of a Gomel, according to the Mechaber. But for the Ramah and the Ashkenazim, we assume that only a person is Makah Shel Challah. How does one define Makah Shel Challah? So before I define Makah Shel Challah, I want to describe the Mechaber's position just for one more moment. The Magen of Ram says that there are Ktsas Nogim, there are those Ashkenazim who are Machmir like the Shulchan Aruch, that say it even for a Mechush Ba'alma, even if it's not a Sakana, they would still say a Hagomel for being bedridden. And it's only if a person's a Chola B'chol Gufo, his whole body is aching, he needs to go to bed. It's like the flu, you would have to say it. And the Taz says, on one condition, that you're in bed for 3 days. So for the position of the Shulchan Aruch, you have to be fully in pain and bedridden for 3 days. Anything less than that would not warrant a Birchas HaGomel for the Sfardim. But for the Ashkenazim, we assume only if it's a Sakana, where someone is dangerously ill, only at that point does one have to say HaGomel. So how do you define a Sakana? Every illness, in theory, could, you know, escalate to a more dangerous position. A strep could be very dangerous. A tooth infection could be very dangerous. It could really escalate if not treated properly. So how does one define it? So the Mishnah Berurah says that if a person has fever, he says, what's an example of a choli sheyesh bo sakana? A person with fever, that's called shoderin, which in the bottom it describes when you have the chills. When you get such high fever, you get the chills, that warrants a birchas hagomel even for the Ashkenazim. That's considered sakana in the eyes of the Mishnah Berurah as being a makom sakana. Is that how we assume? So the Piskei Tshuvos writes that he says the practice bismanazeh, he doesn't quote anyone, but the practice bismanazeh is that when a person has got a virus or bacteria infection, even if it might be some internal infection, the assumption is unless deemed a sakana by a doctor, the Ashkenazim don't say a bracha. You don't say a bracha na gomel. In most cases of flu, Baruch Hashem, people don't die from the flu. There are, of course, a percentage that does, but it's a very small percentage. A typical flu is not considered dangerous in the eyes of the doctors, and other viruses, strep, if it's treated properly, that's not considered a makom sakana. Would we apply the same thing to coronavirus? Would this be considered a regular virus or not? Before answering that question, I want to deal with a second question. Now, aside from figuring out who is ill enough, who's sick enough to have to say a gomel, at what point is a person considered recovered, whereby now he's ready to say a hagomel? So the Mechaber says in the beginning of the Siman, Reish Yutes, he says, the halacha, that anyone who's nisrape, who's chol of a nisrape, he gets healthy, he could say the hagomel. So what's considered healthy? The Mishnah Berurah says, holech kivar arbuyo. He could go with his full health. Full health. When you can walk normally without any roshim, without any remnant of the illness, then you can walk ahead. If a guy's got a terrible injury from a car accident, until he can walk with 100%, he can run 100%, he shouldn't say the bracha. So there's machlokas, how healthy does a guy have to be? So according to Rav Ozna, he says, no, as long as a guy could go outside, even though he might have a limp, he could go outside still, he's ready to say the bracha. But the Kloisenberger says no. He doesn't say a bracha until he feels zero pain from the initial injury, zero pain from the initial illness. You have to have a complete 100% refuah across the board. Fine. So now we have an illness that's a sakana, that warrants a gomel, and the recovery is when a person is completely healthy. So it's very, very tricky plugging in examples. One interesting discussion that came across, a person who has some mental illness. He wasn't there completely, and he gets back his mental capacity. Does that warrant a gomel? A person gets a very simple surgery, but he goes under, you know, he gets anesthesia, but he gets very localized or completely knocked out. Are these things going to warrant a hagomel? So it's very, very tricky in the postgame. So when I learned the sugya here, I would have thought, well, it depends. If a person had coronavirus, depends how serious it was. You know, for some people, for most women, for most men under, let's say, 40, 35, it didn't affect them so much. Some people had, serious symptoms. Some had no symptoms. Some people had underlying previous health issues. Others were very healthy. So I would have thought, depends how serious they experienced this particular virus. And what would be considered healthy? When they no longer have they're now negative. When they tested negative, that would be considered healthy, and they should say a gomel, whichever way one could say a gomel, without admitting. So I just spoke to Willow a little while ago, and he said that everybody who had been tested positive for the virus, he thinks was bimakum sakana, even those who have no symptoms. He felt if you had the virus, that's considered makom sakana, and it warrants a hagomel. And when's considered healthy when it's over? It's when it's all over. When this whole virus is gone, only then can we say hagomel. We have no idea yet if a person who had the virus, if he could get it a second time, if there's still things that are lingering. And therefore, he said, this is my own opinion. He's not saying he hasn't discussed with other poskim. So therefore, I'm leaving it out as follows. I'm not giving up psak halacha. I'm presenting that Rav Wolitz's position was he was very serious. Even those who had no symptoms or were tested positive, they should say hagomel because this is a dangerous virus as we've been seeing and are still seeing, unfortunately. It's a sakana. It's dangerous, and therefore he felt that it does warrant a birchas hagomel across the board. My guess is what's going to happen when this all ends, and Mirza Hashem, it should be very soon, that of course different rabbanim are going to come out with a different piskei halacha. My guess is those who are in very serious conditions, those with fever of 105, those who had to go on ventilators, those who needed oxygen, whatever the different graves there were, those who are definitely require a bracha will have to be moti those who just were tested positive or had very mild tests, and that's my guess. I'm not a prophet, I'm not a Navi, but that's my sense. But right now, it's going to be a question being left in the back burner. And as time goes on, hopefully we'll have a clear psak as we figure out, hopefully, an end to what's going on. Everyone have a good night. And again, please feel free to send in more topics. I've got a few more down the line, but I could use some more. So everyone have a good night, a good nacht, and we'll be in touch.